Let's turn in God's Word to 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 31. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. These are God's words. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, the things and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Those are God's words. We come now to the letter in the church, to the church in Corinth. We see the introductory remarks, like most of Paul's letters, through verse 8, that those gifts and graces the Lord has granted to the church Paul addresses is nothing in comparison with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who we must look to, waiting for Him to come. And through verse 13, we see one of the reasons, one of the main themes in this book, one of the main reasons for writing this letter, that there were divisions in the church there in Corinth, and so that they ought to be united as one together in the truth. And then through verse 17, Paul's ministry described principally as preaching the gospel. The rest of the chapter is taking up in describing what the preaching ministry is and why it is so important. Preaching the gospel is preaching Christ crucified, verse 23. And that this preaching is often a stumbling block to Jews, and it is considered foolishness to Gentiles. But that is no matter to us, because we learn, verse 25, the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. And we all ought to testify, all of us ought to testify the truth of the gospel and evangelism, and yet in particular, it is the ministers, the pastor, they have the specific duty in preaching Christ crucified. And so our duty then is towards a continual support of the preaching ministry, towards the worship ministry, that the gospel would always be proclaimed here and throughout the world. And so that is where our prayers are to go often for our ministers, or the gospel preachers, as well made mention this morning, tithes and offerings for worship to continue, for preaching to continue, and for the mutual benefit of all of us here today. And so let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give You praise. How thankful we are for the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. And yet even out of the world, through the gospel, of the many of us who are predominantly, or all of us, Gentiles, it was by the foolishness of the preaching of God's Word that we have been saved and turned to You. And so, Father, we pray and plead that You would do this all the more with our children, with those who are still in their sins, even through the preaching of Your Word, that You would change hearts by Your Spirit and by Your grace, and grant faith, the gift of faith and grace, to turn to Christ for salvation. Our Father, today we do pray for the unity of this congregation. We know that is a major theme of this letter that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth. We ask for unity in this body, unity in the church worldwide, with us with them, that You would bring us all to a knowledge and understanding and wisdom of the truth, and thereby bring about unity in accordance with the truth, for unity is found in the truth of Your Word alone, and in the gospel of Jesus Christ, Your Son. So give us unity. Where there is much division today, bring unity about. And in here, and here, this place, where there is generally a great unity in this congregation, we pray that You would cause us to maintain that unity in the bonds of peace and brotherly love to one another, and continuing to work together, seeking to mortify our sins, putting them to death, cleansing us of our remaining frailties, even our weakness of knowledge and doctrine, that we would grow in unity here. Our Father, we do praise You today for those on the committee that I'm part of in the Synod for Central and South America, that they, Edgar and Chris and Marcelo, have made it yesterday to Paraguay. We're thankful that they were able to conduct the worship services there with that small group of zealous believers who want a Reformed Presbyterian church there. We ask that you would give Edgar, Chris, and Marcelo energy this week as they teach and proclaim the truth of the gospel to these saints and to those who gather with them. We ask that you would bring about a blessing, that you would bring about a church from these people and from this work. And you'd even be working that even today and in the days to come. Father, we do also pray for the work or the prospect of works, perhaps in Brazil and also Cuba. And we ask that you would bring about the gospel to these places and more churches, for they are all in desperate need of the gospel and the truth of Jesus Christ. And Father, we also pray for this committee as they work on the Psalter project for Spanish-speaking people. We ask, we know that there is no Spanish, complete Spanish Psalter in all the world. And so we're thankful for those working on this Psalter. We pray that you would bring it about soon. We're thankful for the progress that has already been made. And Father, we also pray for our presbytery. We ask for your help with Pastors Rice and Pastor Drost, that you would heal them of their struggles, their bodies, and that you would grant to them in that healing the longing that they both have to continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our Father, we pray also for those congregations without ministers. We pray for those in Houston and San Antonio and Colorado Springs, that you would provide for them ministers of the gospel soon, that they would have the consistent preaching ministry amongst them and another godly shepherd amongst those saints. And Father, we do thank you for those who were sick last Lord's Day, we prayed for, and who are here today. We're thankful that Elias is here with us and feeling better. We're thankful that Michael is here with us and feeling better. But Father, we ask that you continue healing these and continue to pray for Chuck and Jeannie, again, who are not with us this week, and be with them and strengthen their bodies, Father, and any others who are weak and sick. And Father, we come and we ask for blessing upon our nation. We confess that we, as a nation, deserve nothing good, for we have rebelled against you often and since our forming. And so we ask that you would turn our hearts to you, our nation, the nation's rulers, that they would be turned unto you and they would covenant with Christ. That you would save them from their sins, and we pray for them as you command us to, in 1 Timothy 2. And so, Father, save them, even them, rulers and kings who are in authority. And Father, hear our prayers and answer according to your will for the sake not only of us here in this congregation, but the church throughout the world and this nation and all nations, that the nations would come unto Christ, bring gifts unto Him who is the King, and praise His name. This is our longing, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.